Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And a great day for the GOP to grasp a great opportunity. So says Gerard Baker. And he actually echoes some of the sentiments of his colleague at the Wall Street Journal, Gerald Seib, that the only way to actually take advantage of the opportunity that the GOP has right now is to actually seize on issues for the future, not to replay some of the scandals and complaints and victimization claims of the past. We will get to that. There's also an indication that I think that a lot of people had been looking out, certainly after the election and after January 6th, and the terrible optics, the terrible appearance for conservatives. And by the way, this continues. There's an incredibly stupid statement that was made by Mo Brooks, who's a congressman from Alabama, and he's now running for U.S. Senate. I believe he may not be the only candidate that President Trump has endorsed in this Alabama Senate race, but this is the race to replace Senator Richard Shelby, who's one of the Republicans who's retiring. But what Mo Brooks said is there were accusations on the fringes of the committee that's investigating January 6th, and accusations that Mo Brooks was one of the people who actually conspired with the rioters and got together with them. And he was certainly one of the people who was pushing the decertification idea, most strongly the idea that the election results should not be certified with Biden supporting them. And Mo Brooks was asked if there was any truth to the idea that he planned in advance with the demonstrators. And he said, no, I didn't. And then they said, what about your staff? Did your staff work with some of the demonstrators, which has been the specific charge? He said, well, I don't know, but I'd be very proud of them if they did. That's a horrible thing to say when you have 140 police officers who were injured. I mean, police officers who were injured. And you can see some of the video. Being proud of having your staff, people who are paid by the government in your name, working with people who are attacking the Capitol building. Come on. You can argue about the individual guilt or innocence of various people who are being charged, and there are like 800 of them now. Fine. They will all have a day in court. But the idea that you can be proud of participation by anyone in your orbit in something like that seems to me is very sad. But beyond that, even talking and focusing on January 6th and whether it was good or bad or what happened or what went with the election, the American people, I think, really desperately want to move on and care very much about issues like what we teach our children in school and how you do something about the problem of homelessness in the streets of America, all over America, streets and parks, public spaces. And what you do to keep people safe from crime. These are the things that Governor Christie was talking about earlier on this show. But one of the things that Gerard Baker says is, look, you need to be visionary. You need to go forward. And he has a column that says the GOP has a chance at more than election victory. We'll get to what more than election victory really means and what it is. But there's also another kind of victory that is somewhat in process now, is that Dave Chappelle, the number one earning comedian in the world, just did a stand-up engagement. I don't know exactly what he got for it, but he gets a lot. He's very, very popular. And basically, he talked about the controversy surrounding his Netflix special, The Closer. And he's not about to apologize or to alter his ideas or to bend down on actually getting laughs out of common sense, which is what Dave Chappelle does. And in speaking toward his vocal critics, he actually mentions one of them. Her name is Hannah Gadsby, who comes on. He talks about her at the end of the clip you're going to hear. She's an Australian comedian. She is a proud member of the LGBTQ plus community. And she has also been a very successful host of specials on Netflix and been one of the most vocal, outspoken, vitriolic critics of Dave Chappelle. Here's the way he responds. Clip two.
To the transgender community, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I am not bending to anybody's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I'd be more than willing to, but I have some conditions. First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end. You must come to a place of my choosing and a time of my choosing. And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny.
You heard the cry out at the end, "We love you, Dave." It's pretty amazing. And what is he responding to? He's responding to the incredible stupidity and extremism and just nonsense that is so much part of the politically correct view of this entire issue. BuzzFeed posted a video showing people describing their various six separate genders. Yep, six, not two, not three, not five, six. And the title of the video is Six People, Six Genders. And first of all, you've got to learn the difference between gender and gender expression. This is clip A.
What is your gender?
I identify female.
I am male.
For me, there's a little bit of a difference between gender and gender expression. I would say my gender is feminine.
I was born anatomically, scientifically. Doctors were like, that's a girl. Mm-hmm. But as I grew up, I was like, that doesn't really work for me. I feel like I'm a more masculine person.
Like a cis male is what, I think I would classify as that as well, but I'm just like, I'm so uneducated on that.
Yeah.
I guess I never questioned it either, to be honest with you. So.
What's the worst thing about being your gender?
For me personally, the hardest thing is like figuring out when and where to have my male privilege, how to use it for other people.
Uh-huh. And then there's this about more respect and in the gender definition, 9B. Okay, we will get to that, and we will also connect this to part of what's going on in the Islamic world. It's just an unbelievable story, a story of a woman who is on trial in Germany for enslaving people, enslaving a 5-year-old girl and her mother. No, really, enslaving today. This is not 1860. This is 2021, coming up on the MedMed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, sorry to interrupt there on the Michael Medved show the important explanation of the six separate genders in the video, six people for six genders. And there is also this from the illustration of the six different genders of what exactly they experience. This is clip 9B.
I've noticed that if I look masculine presenting, that for the most part, I get a lot more kind of space and respect of like, I see your thing, it's not for me, let's just be cool, whatever. I identify as a genderqueer person, a non-binary person, so I'm like, that to me means that I'm so aware that I have a lot of experiences, have had, that feminine person has had, and I also have a lot of the same different experiences and like privileges that a masculine person has. So it's like I'm always dancing in the
middle.
So I don't feel that she or her or even he and him is the right point.
Okay, I don't know anybody yet. I'm sure I will at some point who insists upon they as a pronoun. When that individual comes into my life, they, I'm sure will be lovely. And certainly, meanwhile, over in Afghanistan, headline, fleeing Afghanistan, women are imprisoned, while the criminals are freed. Well, that's lovely. This is not from Afghanistan. This is actually from Germany, and it involves a German woman who is identified in the case officially, and only with her last initial. But she was a convert to Islam, and she went over to Syria to marry an ISIS fighter and to share his life. The first trial related to Islamic State genocide against the Yazidi people ended in a conviction yesterday in a German court sentencing a member of the terror group to 10 years in prison for her role in the enslavement, torture, and murder of a 5-year-old girl. Okay, 5-year-old girl. Her name was Rania, the little girl. The Higher Regional Court of Munich found a German woman who traveled to Iraq in 2014 to join the ISIS military guilty of crimes against humanity for her role in enslaving the Yazidi mother and her child, and in the abuse that led to the girl's death. The case is a milestone in the prosecution of international Islamist militants who abducted thousands of Yazidis in Iraq and Syria to mass murder, torture, slavery, and forced conversion. Yazidis are an ancient monotheistic religion, but they are not Muslim. And many Muslims consider them devil worshippers who are deserving of all the cruelty visited on them. A five-member panel of judges found the 30-year-old defendant, identified as Jennifer W., guilty of aiding and abetting the enslaving and abuse of the victim and her mother, and of causing the death of the girl, who died. She had been punished because some of her work had been unacceptable. She's 5 years old, and she wet her bed. And the punishment for wetting her bed was tying her up like a dog in the summer heat as punishment, and she died because she had wet the mattress. The entire thing is so horrific, and it just should make us so grateful. We Americans sometimes worry about stuff, about using the right pronoun, and I don't think that people should be punished for silliness about pronouns or anything in their personal life. They're not harming anybody else. Fine, let it go. But this, one of the things that's interesting about this case and that got my eye, the lawyer who got the prosecution is apparently a tough and brilliant lawyer. Her name is Amal Clooney. She is the barrister who is of Druze ancestry. Druze are a very interesting sect of people, a sort of a breakaway from Islam. But Amal Clooney is the lawyer wife of George Clooney. And I didn't know this. She has represented a lot of human rights clients and gone out after a lot of the Islamic terrorists who wreak just horrible havoc on innocent people. And speaking of wreaking havoc, this is an unbelievable story. Ilhan Omar, member of the House of Representatives, attacked the police of her city, which is suffering from a horrible crime wave, and they've lost close to a third of their police officers. She accuses the police of not fulfilling their oath of office and says it is their fault for the rise of violent crime in Minneapolis. Listen to what Congresswoman Omar had to say. This is clip 8.
What we must also recognize is that the reduction in policing currently in our city and the lawlessness that is happening is due to two things. One, the police have chosen to not fulfill their oath of office and to provide the public safety they are owed to the citizens they serve. Right? It's documented. But even before that, it was documented. The Minneapolis Police Department is the most dysfunctional police department in our state and probably in the country.
Okay, this is unbelievable. After the attacks on the Minneapolis police, and it wasn't just on Derek Chauvin, the attacks on everybody in the Minneapolis Police Department, the serious talk of abolishing the police department and replacing it with a more public health-minded method of policing, the stripping of resources, the attacks by the left, by people like Ilhan Omar and her allies on the Minneapolis City Council, that after this, when the result is utterly predictable, as it has been in every city where they've cut back on police resources, you always get a bad result. And now she blames it on the police for deliberately breaking their oath of office. This woman does not belong in any position of public responsibility. So what do Republicans do to secure a brighter future? We'll be talking about that coming up on the Medved Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're still working, and we are closer to reaching a final agreement on President Biden's Build Back Better plan.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking there while holding his weekly press conference. Moderates such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin want to see a maximum price tag of around $1.5 trillion. which is still too high for Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell, who says all this money being injected into the economy will cause more and more inflation, which will affect American families and their wallets.
The American people are mostly fixated on inflation. We have the raging inflation, as bad, some would argue, as back in the late 70s, early 80s.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It is outrageous. I'm sitting here during the break and stewing about it because most of us, I think, know some cops. You know who they are, what kind of people they are, what they do. And you think about what is involved with being a cop wherever you are a law enforcement officer. You are at real risk. It is up there, not at the top, but it is up there at one of the most risky professions you can choose. And people choose because they want to serve. That's what they do. That's what motivates them. And then they have this revolting piece of work who's a disgrace to the Congress of the United States, to the state of Minnesota, to the city of Minneapolis, to her family, such as it is. Which is an unconventional family, of course. But it's Ilhan Omar saying that the police are deliberately inflicting pain and death and suffering. They're deliberately doing it because they're terrible people in Minneapolis. Do you know what it must have been to serve in the Minneapolis Police Department back in May of 2020? When the George Floyd incident occurred, and again, the abuse, the public insult, and now this, all these months later, when they're grappling to try to save people from murder and property destruction, and basically ruination by their fellow citizens, when that is the attempt of police officers who literally put themselves in harm's way and suffer harm fairly regularly, to accuse them of not doing their job, To accuse them of not doing the best job, sure. Everybody can do a better job of whatever you do. But that is just so unbelievably outrageous. And meanwhile, rather than investigating the abuse of police officers, which is real, and maybe talking about how we as a nation can show a little bit more solidarity with people in law enforcement who deserve it, the Congress is in the midst of investigating the National Football League, and in particular, what went on in the inner sanctums of the Washington football team, which used to be called the Washington... can't say it. The Washington football team. There was an investigation about alleged sexual harassment there, and that was connected because of some emails that passed between an executive at the Washington football team and John Gruden, who just lost his job as coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders, by the way, I believe they've won their games, all of them, since he was fired. Both of them. In any event, here is CBS News explaining the background of this case, which is receiving a full congressional investigation. This is 4A.
For background, for our viewers to understand, this reportedly all started when the Washington football team's owner hired a lawyer to independently investigate allegations of sexual harassment and some other issues. Now, those allegations came out that team employees were told to make a lewd video about a Washington cheerleader photo shoot for the owner and other executives. So the owner then asked the NFL to oversee the investigation.
Okay. And then what happened? It ultimately did implicate John Gruden. He lost his job. This is the Congressman Raja Krishnamurti, who is a Democrat representing the 8th District of Illinois, trying to explain, and not very convincingly, it seems to me, why this is suddenly a federal case that demands the attention of the Congress of the United States. Listen.
We're looking for a few different things. One, we want to know how the NFL actually investigated this particular very abusive workplace, at least alleged by the victims at the Washington football team. What we know now is that they hired a former federal prosecutor to actually investigate, but they told her, do not write anything down. Don't give us a written report. Tell it to us orally. That's highly unusual and rather suspicious. The second thing that I'll be looking for is the use of non-disclosure agreements. These are agreements where basically organizations or institutions, ask the victims basically to be silent about what happened to them. I'm very concerned about this because if organizations do that and the victims become silent, then the perpetrators aren't held accountable, and worse, they can strike again, and they usually do.
Okay, why not submit this to a prosecutor? Why not submit this to authorities? The Congress of the United States and various members from different parts of the country, really, what is the need other than getting some headlines and getting some attention, which is a great priority for people who are in politics? What is the need for them piling in fully enthusiastically and from the beginning on this particular issue? I don't think there's a good answer to that. There is a good answer to some of the questions that are posed about our political situation by Gerard Baker, who I don't agree with all the time, but I certainly agree with a column he's put in the Wall Street Journal, where he's one of the editors. He says, tempting as it is, merely waiting out Democratic failure and the swing of the pendulum would represent a historic missed chance for Republicans. He says, three temptations are currently dangling before Republicans. First, he says the Trump temptation. He delivered Republican majorities in 2016. He seemed, on current polling, ready to try to do it again. But it's a Faustian temptation, he says. And most people know it. For all the legitimate concerns conservatives have about the trashing of their values and the erosion of their cultural legacy, Donald Trump promised to reverse the man himself remains an ominous threat to the health of the Republic. Now, Gerard Baker's never written that harshly about President Trump before. He says it takes an act of willful blindness to deny that his continuing rejection of the 2020 election is a unique challenge to orderly constitutional government. I'm genuinely dismayed at the number of senior Republicans who acknowledge this in private but say nothing in public. Conservatives have their own cancel culture. Hundreds of top Republican office holders are silenced today by fear of the Trump mob. And so what does he say? The answer, at least in the short term, is simpler. Seize the moment to build a coalition of economic populism and cultural conservatism that addresses the dystopia in modern American life, elevates the family and traditional values, resists the advance of cultural nihilism, and rejects the pure neoliberal market economics that has in some ways exacerbated the crisis. Grotesque inequality in the face of rapid technological change and intensifying market concentration isn't going to be addressed by further corporate tax cuts. There's more. So if not tax cuts, what do we need? He has a brief and powerful answer coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family.
My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Opportunity to find out more about our political history and what it means for our political present and future by joining us as a member of MedHead Plus. MedHead Plus gives you access to this show anytime you want it. That's commercial free. You just download it anytime you need it or want it or something specifically you want to hear or find. That happens. And it gives you free access to everything in our history store. That's almost 100 different titles. And going back to the very beginnings of colonization of the New World, and including the history of the Middle East conflict and much, much more. All for you, free. And free when you join as a MedHead Plus member with the regal cost of 22 cents a day. That's all. It's we're not like the $250 billion we're talking about trying to raise in taxes on billionaires. No, this is much simpler and much better. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com and look at the banner for MedHead Plus. We're talking about the Gerard Baker wrote, which I think is profound and I think is very important, in the Wall Street Journal. Because he's talking about building a new coalition. Because, yes, there's a great deal to learn from the success of President Reagan. There always is. There's a great deal to learn from the successes and some of the failures of President Bush. But there's, you can always learn from the past, but you can't recreate it. You can't repeat it. And what he's talking about is moving the Republican Party to the right on cultural issues, and clearly there, and trying to address them in a constructive way, at the same time that you move more to the pragmatic center on a lot of economic issues. And we recognize that there are things that actually do need to be fixed in the society, and it's not just a matter of adjusting tax rates, though that's a crucial part of it. It's more. And I do believe that that vision of a new party, not a new party, but a new Republican Party that would address these issues that that Baker is talking about would be smart and the right thing to do. As he says, grotesque inequality in the face of rapid technological change and intensifying market concentration isn't going to be addressed by further corporate tax cuts or a regulatory environment that is shaped by the interests of corporate donors to the Republican Party. He says if the GOP succeeds, it might break the strange stasis that has gripped American politics for 30 years. Now, what is he talking about? It's going back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, but it's going back and forth within a very narrow range. And what he points out is since 1992, there have been 8 presidential elections. In none of those contests has any candidate received more than 53% of the vote. You know who got 53% of the vote? Obama, the second time he ran. Not the first time. In the 8 preceding elections, from John F. Kennedy in 1960 to George H.W. Bush in 1992, 4 candidates exceeded 53%. They got more. Lyndon Johnson in 1964, Richard Nixon in 1972, Ronald Reagan in 1984, and Bush in 1988. Johnson and Nixon both topped 60%. America has become an entrenched 50-50 nation, or maybe 52-48, with a slight tilt to the Democrats. Joe Biden claims a mandate for transformational change on the basis of a victory in the popular vote of less than 5 percentage points. Recent political trends, he says, suggest the electoral opportunity. A multiracial coalition of the working and middle classes that disdains the progressive authoritarianism of the left, but wants policies that address their daily economic struggles. Republicans may simply choose to enjoy the bounty of Democratic failure, but that would miss a rare opportunity to start the larger work of rebuilding a fractured nation. Well written, and it seems to me appropriate. And none of that involves this desire to own your opposition. The idea that the real political goal for Republicans is to own the libs, just smash the Democrats, destroy them. And not because that might not be a good thing. It wouldn't. But it's not because it might not, because it's not possible. And to try to get your side excited about something that is a prospect that won't happen. And by the way, the same thing goes with the desire of the other side to destroy and liquidate and humiliate the Republicans. Now, they can humiliate us. I mean, there are people like Mo Brooks saying he's proud of his staff members that they worked on planning the January 6th. And that's fairly humiliating. But look, the idea that one side is going to win some kind of sweeping victory and the other side is going to go out of business and is going to go away, this is not warfare. You don't obliterate the other side. It's still going to be there. You're still going to need to work with them. And part of this transformation that I believe Baker is talking about is a transformation that looks at practicality, what is actually possible to do. It's a movie that doesn't look at practicality. It is whimsical, it is fantastical, and it has very little to connect with actuality or reality. It's the latest from the inimitable and very gifted Wes Anderson. It is called The French Dispatch. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Bill Murray and Owen Wilson are part of an all-star cast in a group of loosely connected stories concerning a fictional magazine based in the non-existent city of Ennui, France. It's the latest from cult filmmaker Wes Anderson, The French Dispatch, now playing in theaters.
You don't think it's almost too seedy this time?
No, I don't.
It's supposed to be charming.
You try to make it sound like you wrote it that way on purpose.
And it's hard to tell what purpose could possibly have motivated this stylish, occasionally witty, but thoroughly frustrating film with no real plot, a collection of caricatures rather than characters, and a general approach that could best be described as incoherent indulgence. Award-winning actors are wasted, as is a fine film score by Alexandre Desplat. But by its conclusion, you're reminded that the name of the fictional city, Ennui, actually means boredom. It's rated a serious R for considerable nudity, sex references, and satirical violence. 1.5 stars for the sure-to-be-overrated The French Dispatch. And what's interesting about this is, more and more thinking about The French Dispatch, is the movie may delight both people who actually believe French culture is superior in every way, or that majority of Americans who think that French culture is ridiculous in every way. But this is not an easy movie to savor or embrace. Speaking of savoring and embracing, there's a New Jersey teacher who was suspended because she said, "We don't negotiate with terrorists," when she was talking to a Muslim boy of 17. He had asked for more time to complete a math assignment. Does she deserve that kind of suspension? There also are a group of Washington Post writers who say that parents have the right to shape their kids' school curriculum. But the writers in the Washington Post says absolutely not. And then there's a parenting problem the government can't fix. America's family decline is about more than money. It's about a society that doesn't like kids, so says a piece in The Week. We'll be speaking to the author. And Ross Douthat, the conservative and very conservative columnist for the New York Times, has written a new book called Deep Places, which takes a look at what illness can teach you about some of the glories and some of the shortcomings of the American healthcare system. That and the latest, of course, of the ongoing politics as we hurtle right toward the big elections in New Jersey and in Virginia, which are coming up a week from today. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.